All right. That means it's legal time, right? And it's not my cousin Vinny, but my cousin Mitch. And by my cousin, in absolutely no way are we related. Isn't that correct, Mitch Langberg?
If we're related, I'm getting it annulled.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we're going to have to go to Ancestry.com and make sure that we don't share a great-great-grandparent. Now, you are a partner at Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm in Los Angeles, which is the top place. You're a constitutional expert. People can find you on Twitter at Mitch Langberg or on our Facebook page. And Mitch, on our Facebook page, I added some personal photos today of some of my adventure trips. Isn't that interesting?
It sounds like it's interesting. I can't wait to look.
I can't think of anything less than you would rather see than my personal photos. But nevertheless, we have a legal segment to get to, Mitch. Isn't that correct?
It is.
Okay, fair enough. Now, I'm going to read the headlines, and then we're going to cover these stories one by one. The first one, this psychopath in Arizona, Jared Loughner, who's schizophrenic, who shot Gabby Giffords. There's been a ruling today as far as how he's going to plead in this case, so we're going to cover that with you, Mitch. Then the Louisiana teachers unions are suing private schools over voucher programs. So for anybody out there who hates teachers unions as much as I do, this is going to be an interesting case. Then we've got a story about the federal government spying on Islamic radicals, and the Islamic radicals wanted $2.5 million from the federal government because they thought that they were unfairly spied upon. And now the courts have said that the government doesn't have to pay. So we're going to cover that because Mitch is a constitutional expert. We'll get his take. And then this story is more up my alley. It's a 73-year-old man who bought an apartment for a 27-year-old girl. And then as soon as he bought the apartment for her, she dumped him. We're going to find out what happens to the apartment. And then lastly, speaking of sexual degenerates, Elliot Spitzer. We have a story about Elliot Spitzer. Are you ready to jump in, Mitch?
I am. Let's dive in.
All right. Very good. Jared Loughner. You sound so enthusiastic today, Mitch. What's going on?
I missed you last week.
You know, it's interesting. You were not on the program yesterday. I got, I think it was 175 emails. It was a lot of hate mail. Where's Mitch? Tuesdays with Mitch. Did you cancel the segment? What happened to Mitch? So you understand, I take a lot of flack when you don't do the program.
Yeah, well, you know, how many emails? We sent 174 emails from my house, so there's actually one person out there that was concerned.
Correct. By the way, where were you? Can you tell our audience what was more important than appearing on a gigantic, nationally number one rated program?
Yeah, there was a Mr. Ed kind of marathon on, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to miss episode 3 from season 6.
Fair enough. I don't begrudge you of that. Now, Jared Loughner, psychopath, schizophrenic, shot and killed 6 people in the Arizona supermarket that day. Congress on the Corner event that Gabby Giffords was attending. He injured 13 others. By the way, he killed a little girl and a federal judge among the victims. So Jared Loughner, obviously serious mental issues. There's been a pleading in this case. Tell us what happened today, if you could, Mitch.
Well, he had originally pled not guilty by reason of insanity, and the judge had actually determined that he wasn't even competent to stand trial. And in fact, the government was able to force feed him medication to try to get him to a competent state.
Mm-hmm.
Because a criminal, in order to prosecute a criminal or convict a criminal, two things have to be true. One, they have to have been competent or not crazy, legally speaking, at the time that they committed the offense. And also, they have to be competent at the time of their trial so that they can assist their defense and know what was going on.
Well, Mitch, that's only applying to states that don't that have this insanity defense. There are 5 states that don't even you can't plead insanity because they don't recognize it. Is that right?
But Arizona is not one of those. And in all states, you have to be sane or competent at the time of trial, or else they have to kind of defer trial until they can get you to a competent
Why
state.
Can't they just forcibly medicate you so you're propped up and just, you know, they like what they do with Silence of the Lambs is they keep you in that chair.
Well, they forcibly medicated Loughner to get him to this point. But
good.
You have to be able to assist your attorneys in your defense.
Okay.
In any event, he got to the point of apparent competency now, and after all this medication and apparently thinking straight enough, he realized that he was facing the death penalty, and maybe in order to spare his own life, he should plead guilty, and that's what he's expected to do.
Okay, and what is this, prison for the rest of his life, no parole?
Correct.
See, I have a problem with this because he should get the death penalty. He shot a little girl to death, a federal judge, Congressman Gabby Giffords, and I know it's not politically correct to say this, but she's never going to be the same. It's a tragedy. I feel so terrible. Every time I see her, it's almost a lifetime full of torture that she has to endure at the hands of the psychopath. Every day she wakes up, she's not the same as she once was. And no matter how much she rehabilitates, it's so sad what happened. And Jared Loughner,